Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, I'm on the platform Gab, have been for several years. I mean, I don't actively use it these days, obviously, because out of all of the social media platforms that I was interested in, Gab did not even make the cut. I think I've made two total posts to Gab, but because I have an account there, I receive somewhat regular emails from the owner, as does everyone on the platform. It's not like he's emailing me. He's sending out mass newsletters. And I usually just ignore them because I don't care. But by chance, I accidentally clicked this one when I was out smoking, and it's got something in here that I want to actually talk about.
What is Gab for listeners that...
Gab is a social media platform very similar to Twitter that is less heavy-handed with its censorship. It allows the people on the right to speak freely, including Nazis. They did ban Christopher Cantwell, I believe.
They did, yeah.
But they still have plenty of Nazis and alt-right people and right-wing conservatives on there. But that wasn't their goal when they created Gab. The dude's a super hardcore Christian, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, he mentions Jesus repeatedly throughout this email. But I want to talk about it because it's related to something we discussed last night about the FDA. He's got specific cited examples here of why FDA approval...
All the mistakes they've made over the years. Why you should never trust these people.
Yes. He says, FDA approval means nothing to me. I don't look to our failing secular and wicked institutions for validation. I have God for that. Well, I have reason for that rather than God. And God isn't the one who tells me that your list here isn't good. Remember when the FDA approved Quaaludes, which are now considered a Schedule I drug like heroin?
Bill Cosby remembers.
His victims don't.
Oh.
The FDA also approved... Yeah, I'm going to hell for that one. The FDA also approved DES, a synthetic form of estrogen, and it was marketed to the expecting mother who preferred to have a healthy baby. It claimed to prevent spontaneous abortion, miscarriage, and premature labor. Studies soon showed that mothers who took DES during the first 5 months of pregnancy were more likely to suffer from complications with their reproductive systems. The FDA finally banned it in 1971. The FDA also approved Vioxx, an anti-inflammatory medication intended to treat arthritis. It was the subject of one of the largest medical recalls in history. After it was approved in 1999, it was prescribed to over 20 million people and one of the most widely prescribed drugs of 2003. The following year, it was recalled. One of the FDA's own scientists, Dr. David Graham, estimated that Vioxx had been associated with more than 27,000 heart attacks or deaths linked to cardiac problems. There are more examples that you can research yourself. The bottom line is that this is predictably being used as an excuse for the government and employers to force experimental vaccinations on people. Meanwhile, Israel, one of the most fully vaccinated countries in the world, is struggling with a surge of the Delta variant of COVID. The best part of all of these attacks is that Gab is so big now that this email you are reading will get more viewed than all of these hit pieces combined, because that's the real subject of this email. Is some news media wrote an article about Gab and they tried to slam him for something. Where's the part about government overreach? I already lost it because he railed about government overreach.
And you know, he just listed drugs that the FDA has approved. What about all the foods You look at the back of your cookies or whatever that you just pulled off the shelf at the grocery store and look at some of the nonsense that are, especially some of these man-made sweeteners. And the FDA is all aboard.
Well, aspartame was a poison it was considered a poison by the FDA for a very, very long time until the new head of the FDA, I think back in the 80s, who was previously the CEO of the company that owned the patent to aspartame,
That's how this works, Peep. That's why I'm always saying follow the money. Look at these CEOs and look at these heads of these departments. They're always swip-swapping. Yeah. They're always changing seats because they're all in bed together. They're the same people.
So he's talking about hit pieces, and he's going to continue sharing them, and he encourages you to do so as well, especially now that employers seem likely to force vaccine mandates after the rushed FDA, quote, approval. Note that 100 million people who are already skeptical of every branch of government aren't likely to be compelled by the approval of another three-letter government agency which has so often in the past approved dangerous drugs that were later recalled. So, compelling piece from him, mm-hmm. and I may actually pay attention to the emails they send going forward. But we talked about Israel repeatedly tonight because they are one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, as well as Iceland. And they're struggling.
They are actually like the test site, the lab rats, that if you really want to see how this is going to work long term and how it's going to affect an entire community, an entire population, Israel is really the place to look, and Iceland, because they've had so many of their population that have gone through with this. So what are the results? We have these lab rats who are all concentrated. They're all on board. Most of the population is vaccinated. Tell me, it's worked, right?
I was going to point out that you just called the Jews in Israel lab rats, and then you also called them concentrated.
Did I now?
You did. The massive surge of COVID-19 infections in Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries on earth, is pointing to a complicated path ahead for America. In June, there were several days with zero new COVID infections in Israel. The country, that's also true of Sweden, I think, isn't it?
The guys who didn't lock down, who were lambasted at first. Everyone was saying that these don't do what. It was pretty sure it was Sweden. Don't do what they've done. They've had all these deaths, and then now.
In July, they had like zero new cases for several days or weeks in a row. I don't remember the details.
Probably because they all reached herd immunity.
Yep. The country launched its national vaccination campaign in December last year and has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world, with 80% of citizens above the age of 12. Fully inoculated COVID, most Israelis
thought. Well, may I interrupt you here? Because on the Google vaccination data that they have here, Israel shows up as 60.2% fully vaccinated, but it doesn't specify the age range. So I don't know.
I would imagine that includes children under 12 as well, then.
Maybe.
So COVID, they thought, had been defeated. All restrictions were lifted, and Israelis went back to crowded partying and praying in mask-free venues. Fast forward 2 months later. Israel reported 9,831 new diagnosed cases on Tuesday, a hair's breadth away from the worst daily figure ever recorded in the country, 10,000, which was at the peak of the third wave. So this is the fourth wave? Is that why they're calling it the Delta variant?
Hmm.
Who knows?
Doomsday.
I'm waiting, man.
It's coming.
More than 350 people have died of the disease in the first 3 weeks of August.
Oh, speaking of, by the way, they're talking about here's the meme I saw last week, a couple days ago, the Omega variant.
Ooh.
That's the one that's going to kill us all.
Well, no, that's the Doomsday variant that will kill us all.
Well,
the Omega variant will turn us into zombies.
Even though I said last week that they should go with the Doomsday because it sounds cool, they never will because it's too scary. But Omega is cool because you got like the Omega Man, and you know that's the end. It's all over after the Omega. It's done. It'll work. But no, that's the one Fauci's boss was talking about, the Omega variant.
Really?
He's all on board. He knows what's going on.
In a Sunday press conference, the directors of seven public hospitals announced that they could no longer admit any coronavirus patients. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. With 670 COVID-19 patients requiring critical care, their wards are overflowing and staff are at a breaking point. I don't want to frighten you, coronavirus czar Dr. Salman Zarqa told the Israeli parliament this week, but this is the data. Unfortunately, the numbers don't lie.
I wonder if they're also having a staffing shortage at their hospitals, kind of like we are here in the States.
Well, if they would stop firing healthcare workers for not being vaccinated, might not have that shortage.
That's where I was going with that. Are they having the same problem? Because obviously, whether it's 60% or whether it's 80%, there's still a portion of the population who decided not to get this thing.
Yep.
And are any of them teachers and or doctors and nurses? And are they having staff shortages? Like, and by the way, James, if you're still listening, the lady who was crying about having to deal with this, Was she really crying because she had to come in 7 days a week because the nurses won't come in anymore?
Well, that will send you to a breaking point,
yes,
for sure.
It will.
So the complex and sobering truth about what happened is that no single policy or event brought Israel to this crisis. But what did? We're going to get into that and more here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160. This is the number for that. That's 603-283-6160. And we're discussing Israel and what happened. And I hope you love disappointing answers, because the answer given by Haggai Levine, a Hebrew University of Jerusalem professor of epidemiology, said, "We are still in the midst of a pandemic, and there is no silver bullet. All the vectors have influenced the rise in morbidity." So basically, we don't know. It's a virus and it's a pandemic, so this is happening.
Be afraid.
Which is not a very satisfying answer. But of course, they don't have satisfying answers because they don't really know what's going on. I mean, I love pointing to the CDC's website on mask guidance. It's about just how confused they are and how they don't have any answers or solutions at this point.
Yeah, if you're determined to find the answer to all this from Fauci and or any other agency who makes money off of this pandemic,
yeah,
you're never gonna have an answer. The only way out of this is to start thinking for yourself.
Yep, absolutely. But
the only way out of this is not to just start thinking for yourself, but you have to act. You have to refuse.
The first thing you need to do, though, think for yourself and come to the right conclusions, and then act and get that boot off of your neck.
Make a stand.
That's what it is.
Make a stand. If they're telling you that they're going to fire you unless you do this or that, just tell them, okay, do what you got to do.
Yep.
And then see what they do.
Yeah, at least 40% of us already, right now, today, aren't going to get this vaccine. So
presumably,
employers out there.
They keep saying that there were people who were waiting on full FDA approval, but I can't imagine there were very many of those.
I'm not buying it.
No, I don't think
employers out there, are you ready to lose 40% of your workforce?
Dude, they can't.
They're already really low.
They can't handle that, man. That's what we were talking about the other night. And like, they want to tell you have to get the vaccine or they're going to fire you. Tell them, okay, fire me. Let's see you run this place with one fewer employee than what you have right now, because these places are already running skeleton staffs.
So you have the power, believe it or not. You don't have to live in fear like this every single day of your lives when you know something's wrong with this.
But we're also assuming that the unvaccinated are out in the workforce and aren't, you know, sitting at home collecting the massive unemployment checks and not having to pay rent and all of that nonsense.
That's a possibility.
But let's go to the phones. We have Joey calling from Michigan. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to say that, I listen to you guys at least 3-4 times a week when I can. And you guys inspire the heck out of me with the fact that you guys stand up for what you believe in. I have a lot of anxiety and depression in my life, and to see other people that stand up and don't back down when they take phone calls from somebody such as James or whoever, that means a lot to me and it inspires me, and I just wanted to thank you guys, and that's all I got for now. So you guys have a great evening.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Cool, you as well, Joey. It's always good to hear positive stuff from people. So back to Israel then, because the principal causes of Israel's current predicament are the dominance of the extremely infectious Delta variant, which was carried into the country by Israelis returning from foreign vacations during the weeks in which Israel dropped all restrictive measures. Oh, they found a way to blame immigration and the dropping of restrictive measures.
Yeah, they should have just stayed on total lockdown all the time.
And not allowed anyone back into the country.
Because look at how Australia is doing. Total lockdown and they still have cases.
Yes, along with the worrisome decrease in vaccine efficacy after about 6 months. It's appalling to me that they found a way to, they have no data, no links here to back up these claims that the current predicament is being caused by Israelis returning from vacations during the weeks in which Israel dropped its restrictive measures. They have no evidence for that. They're just making the claim and planting that seed in people's heads that, oh, no, we need to stay locked down, we don't need to allow people into the country.
They need a scapegoat to prove that the people did not go through all of that a whole year and all the jabs for nothing. They have to find someone to blame this on, and this is the perfect way through it. Of course, if they're all vaccinated, why did anyone get sick?
Israel vaccinated its population almost exclusively with the Pfizer vaccine, which received full FDA approval on Monday, and remains the gold standard for the prevention of severe illness due to the coronavirus.
By the way, you know they're going to call the
My immune system is a better standard to use.
Do you know what they're going to call the new Pfizer shot?
I I knew it because I read it yesterday, but I don't remember what
it's
called.
It's a combination of COVID-19 and community immunity and mRNA. So it's Comirnaty. Comirnaty.
Are you serious?
Yeah. you know what's even crazier?
It sounds like a heavily accented Southern person saying community.
It's going to be a lot of
they
people.
They got to get this out of our community.
For the first couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of talking heads that are going to have a hard time actually saying it. I can see so many slip-ups.
What is how would you use that? Like, what are the, in what, did you use that in a sentence?
Did you get your community shot?
They're actually going to say that on the news? Really?
They're going to have to. Hey, but here.
I got to tell you, man. I feel we're about 3 months away from finding out that Comirnaty is the name of an ancient Roman demon.
I tried to find it, and it's not there. But here's the kicker. What's Moderna going to call theirs if they get FDA approval?
Oh, man.
Spikevax.
What?
Spikevax.
What?
Yeah, they don't have good marketing teams because they don't need good marketing teams. They have the U.S. government backing them.
Yeah, people are going, the U.S. government's going to buy your stupid-ass vaccine, whatever it's called.
So they are. Comirnaty is how they're going to market this thing? This is going to be the official name? This is what, like, if you go to the, wherever the hell you get these things. So I want the Comirnaty vax.
That's what it's called.
Oh, my God.
As of today, or maybe yesterday even. They were thinking about this, their sales team. But like Arya says, it doesn't really matter. It's not you're not going to have options on the shelf, and you're shopping for this at the CVS, and it's like, I think I want the Spikevax. It sounds a little more it's a little more sci-fi, you know. It's a little more
hardcore, got
cyberpunk
rock element.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Versus Comirnaty. Sounds like it's from the South.
Wow. Even CNN is calling it silly.
Yeah.
The name.
Well, good call then on their part.
That's a surprisingly good call on their part. In early July, with citizens over the age of 60 almost completely vaccinated, Israeli scientists began observing a worrisome rise in infections, if not in severe illness and death, among the doubly vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people with weakened immune systems appeared particularly vulnerable to the aggressive Delta variant. Let's repeat that. Basically, the same freaking people who are vulnerable to COVID-19 are still vulnerable to COVID-19 despite being vaccinated.
Being who I am, being the conspiracy guy here, I would say that their immune systems have been brought down even lower than what they were a year ago. Mm. And so they're
they've been indoors a bunch or whatever. Right?
Well, not just that, but the way that the mRNA works is actually weakening your immune system. And so I think that they're even more vulnerable than they would have been a year ago if they had not taken this thing at all.
I'm really tired of seeing people posting online, I got the shot and then I have COVID and I didn't have to be hospitalized, so I'm so grateful for the vaccine.
But they have
absolutely no reason to believe that they would have been hospitalized in the first place.
Or have you seen this one? I got the shot and then I got really sick, but then my doctor says, that's how you know it's working. I kid you not. It's working if you get super, super sick after the jab.
From what I've seen, people who get the jab are significantly sicker than I was when I actually had COVID-19.
Jeez.
More coming up about Israel, 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden delivered an update on the situation in Afghanistan on Tuesday afternoon, warning that an offshoot of ISIS poses a threat to Americans in the country. The president also said that the U.S. is on pace to withdraw all forces by the August 31st deadline, but has asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should an extension be necessary. The House voted to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution and advance a bipartisan infrastructure package already passed through the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had made a compromise with some moderate members of her Democratic caucus who had threatened to withhold support for the larger spending package unless a vote on the infrastructure bill was held. Republicans have vowed to oppose a final vote on the $3.5 trillion measure that contains many of the priorities in President Biden's Build Back Better plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A good day on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 30 points to finish at 35,366, the S&P adding 6 points to a finish at a record 44,86, and the NASDAQ climbing 77 points to a record 15,19. As the border crisis continues, a border state Republican congressman is calling out the Biden administration.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in and debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And we've been laughing at Pfizer and the silly name they've chosen for their vaccine. It's Comirnaty, which just feels clunky to say. But it's not as bad as some of those. Do you still have the alternatives pulled up, or did you close out of that?
I can pull it back up. Just give me a moment.
Because some of the alternatives are even worse.
Covuity, Arnax Covey, Covimerna, and with a K, by the way, Covimerna, and RN Extract.
I kind of like RN Extract. If they had to pick those choices, I agree with you.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And the reason these are so strange and they're not really coming off the tongue so well is because they are insistent on including mRNA in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's mRNA with just an O and a D in there.
It isn't. So I never noticed that.
This is new technology that they really want to capitalize. They're pushing it so hard because they can make vaccine. If this works, which I have a problem with, and I don't think that it will, they can make vaccines for everything. They can make vaccines for nicotine addiction or alcohol addiction. They could just do whatever. They could reshape the human body to react otherwise. Which is getting really scary. You know how I feel about synthetic anything.
Sure.
If it's not man-made, if you can't make it out in the woods, I don't want any part of it. I mean, This is some Frankenstein stuff that we're getting into, where you're changing the body. This is some, I mean, I had some problems with, you know, uploading, updating, grafting, you know, new technologies onto my body and whatnot, mm-hmm. the singularity and whatnot. This is something completely different, where you're actually manipulating the cells in your body to behave differently. And you don't know how it's going to affect you for the rest of your life and or your protege. You could even have kids after this, or the spike proteins are going to attack every fetus that comes into your body.
It's certainly a lot of questions, but we have Justin waiting on the lines. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Justin?
Hello?
Seems not.
Who was the one who dropped off earlier tonight? Was that?
That was CW. He actually sent a message on DLive saying that he had to drop off. So.
Gotcha.
So anyway, back to Israel. By mid-July, Sheba Hospital Professor Galia Rahav began to experiment with booster shots for oncology patients, transplant patients, and the hospital's own staff. A group of 70 elderly. Now, this is just a doctor running experiments on her patients. And no one's saying, hey, that's probably unethical.
But they are. If you are administrating ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine to your patients, oh, you better believe they're going to come after you. You might even get fired. You definitely get.
On the subject of ivermectin, I used to do a show with Tom Gray that was called Call to Freedom. And Tom, if you don't stop spewing nonsense, I'm going to come down to Tennessee and I'm going to have to smack you.
How's this?
Still happen.
He just routinely is railing against the mask, the anti-mask people and the anti-vax people and all that on social media. He's fully bought into the government narrative, and he just keeps referring to ivermectin as a horse dewormer. It is approved by the FDA that he so loves and cherishes as being a human drug for other things, as being antiviral, if I recall correctly.
It's a dewormer, for one.
It is a horse dewormer, yes, it is also a human medication for something completely different.
Yep.
So stop that narrative. It is a horse dewormer, yes, but doctors prescribe that to human beings. So
that's not uncommon, where people are researching one thing and then they find out that the thing they were, creating actually has all these other effects.
That's how Viagra was discovered. It was supposed to be for blood pressure medication. And let's see, Benadryl, another one, is supposed to be for allergies, but it knocks people out. Okay, well, let's throw it in Tylenol and call it Tylenol PM.
Mm.
So this doctor is experimenting on her patients or his patients and doesn't seem to have any ethical issue with that. A group of 70 elderly vaccinated...
As long as they've consented, fine.
Sure, I guess that's true. A group of 70 elderly vaccinated Israelis with transplanted kidneys were the first to receive a third dose. The success of the trials in boosting immunity at about the six-month mark contributed to the CDC's decision announced last week to begin offering booster shots to Americans in September.
But it doesn't boost immunity.
No, and we talked about that in the last hour.
It's just a religious belief.
They believe that it does, symbol. But the CDC themselves has no data showing that it helps. And they were just saying 2 weeks ago that there's no data to suggest that a booster shot will help. Yet they're doing it anyway. Because it is just a religious belief. They just believe in the state narrative. In order to keep severe illness and the number of COVID deaths down, and avoiding a fourth national lockdown, Israel has embarked on an aggressive effort to provide all adults with boosters in a matter of weeks. As of this week, all Israelis over 30 will be eligible to receive booster shots. By the end of the month, they are expected to be universally available to anyone over the age of 12 who received their second shot 5 months or more ago. Israel will then reconfigure its green passports, granting them only to the triple vaccinated.
Green passport. How do you like that? I told you, this is gonna work into some kind of climate change reaction as well. Carbon tax credits, and how much carbon have you used this year?
Sure.
And it's gonna be linked to your bank account. So it's gonna be, so if you have any issues where you didn't take your garbage out to the recycle bin the correct way, they're gonna deduct points and it's gonna go right out of your bank.
So the world we're looking at now, at minimum, is every 6 months you're going to need to get a new COVID-19 booster shot.
If you want to keep doing things, you want to go to the restaurant, you want to go out to the new concert or whatever, then
if you want to have a job, in a lot of instances,
what they want.
They can't afford to fire people, man.
The
they think they can.
The government can. The military's already coming out. You know how Biden feels about all this. He wants all federal employees to get it.
Yeah, now the military is being required to get it. It'll be interesting to see how much military is left after this. In anticipation of this change, the number of unvaccinated Israelis getting their first shots has tripled since the beginning of August. So even if you get your full two shots now in Israel, you won't be considered fully vaccinated until 6 months have passed and you've gotten your third shot and now a fourth shot.
How the hell are you ever going to catch up?
I don't think they can. That's exactly it. They're never going to be considered fully vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
Because they have to wait 6 months to get the third shot, and by then there will be. If you don't think there's going to be a fourth shot 6 months from now, then I don't know how you've managed to sit through 2.5 hours of libertarian talk. The World Health Organization has asked wealthy countries to halt all third vaccines for a period of 2 months, hoping that a moratorium will allow poorer countries, where few citizens have received even a first inoculation, to catch up.
Like Africa. Dun, dun, dun. What is it, 2%?
Yes.
Yeah, Afghanistan's got 0.6% fully vaccinated at this point.
Yeah, Big Pharma, those guys don't want your nonsense. They don't want your poison.
Interested.
They're not interested.
And you know what?
They don't trust you, and they're right not to trust you.
And they're walking down the street, no masks on, good.
Living free. They might have some other issues going on, but they ain't worried about this.
The United States rejected the call, and Israel has ignored it. Asked what has brought Israel to peak transmission, even as the country has already provided third doses of vaccines to 1.5 million citizens. So let's reflect on that. Israel is back at peak transmission, even as it has already given third doses to 1.5 million people. Rahav, who has become one of the best-known faces of Israel's public health messaging, sighed and said, "I think we're dealing with a very nasty virus. This is the main problem, and we're learning it the hard way.
Dose up and dose harder.
It is a combination of waning immunity so that inoculated people get reinfected, and at the same time, the very transmissible Delta variant. But it is not an Israeli problem. It's everywhere." Her conclusion should give pause to American authorities who face school reopenings at best, as at best only 50% of eligible adults have been fully vaccinated, unlike New Zealand, which aims for zero community transmission of the coronavirus and imposes lockdown when even a single positive case is identified. Yep. Israeli authorities have opted for a model they are calling, quote, living with corona. Because it's not going away, and I hope people are starting to realize that.
And neither is the tyranny.
Absolutely not.
So you stand up.
603-283-6400.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, Aria, Ian, and Kona tonight. And it's nice to hear a public health official saying something that doesn't sound contradictory of the thing they said 6 seconds ago, such as Zarka here, who is the coronavirus czar in Israel, who said to a local radio station, "We've achieved a plan that is not hermetic. Clearly, there will be cases of illness at schools, but shutting oneself up at home and closing the school system isn't exactly the solution." He has asked the government to impose stricter limitations on the size of cultural and sports events until the incidence of coronavirus infections declines. "Each country has to assess its own epidemiology," Levine said. "Its culture, its public health, the public's confidence in its health authorities." Referring to New Zealand, he added that, quote, "We can all learn from other countries, but you can't copy and paste other countries' methods." Now, New Zealand is absolutely insane.
Bonkers. Bonkers insane.
But, dude, Australia themselves are just as bad these days. They went under a 23-hour lockdown in New South Wales yesterday, actually.
New Zealand has extended their lockdown update earlier today.
Not surprised to hear that. They're going to continue extending them.
No, I was thinking about this the other day because someone, I can't remember where, was commenting, because I was talking about Crocodile Dundee, you know,
right.
Paul Hogan. Where are you at? And, of course, it makes perfect sense. He doesn't live in Australia anymore. He's in San Francisco or somewhere, or L.A.
Well, I wouldn't go to Australia. From what I've heard of the Australian government, I would never want to go to Australia.
But, I mean, I was always of the opinion that was the type of people Australians are. That's not knife. That is a knife right here. And crocodile.
Well, I'm sure they are in parts of Australia.
Who was the crocodile whisperer?
Steve Irwin.
He's same thing. Rough and tough out there, getting dirty, getting dirt under his nails, and playing around with, you know, things that can bite his head off.
Interesting. This is probably why many people in Asian countries think of Americans as all cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
The same sort of stereotype.
Because of John Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But the Australians are right there, and if they're beat like this.
Yeah, but the only Australian you know anything about is Crocodile Dundee and Steve Irwin. That must be what all Australians are.
No. And that's where I was going with this, thanks to the comments. What about Mad Max?
What about it?
Dude, he wasn't taking flack from anybody. He's out there. He's out there.
These are just movies. Yeah, but this is fiction, right? Was he even Australian?
Last time I checked, yeah. You know, art imitates life. Life imitates art. I mean, it's all connected.
I don't know, Conan. I mean, these are just entertaining movies.
Okay, but what was the whole... All right, so just a movie.
Steve Irwin, however, I'll give you, was a real person.
There's plenty of, American heroes in movies, and the country's full of pussies.
Stick with Mad Max. What was the whole premise? You had, like, one dude who just wanted to be left alone, and he was just fighting this tyrannical, crazy...
Yeah, people think that Mad Max represents what anarchy will ultimately be, and I'm like, no, that is the ultimate argument for anarchy. Those violent gangs, those criminal warlords, those are just states.
Exactly. This is what people who don't understand true anarchy think that it will evolve into, Mad Max type situation. And so if that is the mentality of the people living over there in that country who would make a movie like that, maybe that's why they're in the boat that they're in right now.
I'm sure Mad Max was made in California, not Australia.
No, it was Australia.
It may have been filmed in Australia.
Yeah, all Australian actors.
Yeah.
I can't remember who directed the silly thing. But no, maybe that's in their subconscious, it's in the back of their mind, is that if we don't lock down, if we don't kick tyranny in the butt, which by the way they're just handing it right over to some tyrannical figures, but if we don't kick this in the butt, someone with a mohawk's going to come riding in on a motorcycle and throw a Molotov through our building.
Conan, just because somebody made a badass action movie in the 1970s or whenever the hell it was that in Australia doesn't mean anything about the Australian people. And even though they were at one time a prison. Colony, so there probably were some badass dudes that were sent down there. Some bad guys.
Some bad actors.
Yeah, that were sent down there to start Australia as part of a prison colony. Things have come a long way in a bad way as far as since then.
All I'm trying to do is figure out why these badasses have done.
They're not.
Think about it.
When I grew up, they were.
I have an explanation, Conan. They sent the badass criminals to Australia, and what did they do? They formed one of the most badass tyrannical governments in the world.
They took over.
And they also gave up their guns not too long ago.
And they totally kowtowed the people. They turned them into obedient serfs, just like the Americans did. Americans used to be revolutionary. They used to be all about freedom and, individual liberty. And look at people now. It's pathetic.
It truly is.
But the last week has shown a signal. Oh, I skipped a part. Israel was forced to make quick decisions. And in a time of great uncertainty, Levine was among the public health officials who expressed doubts about the wisdom of untested moves toward nationwide booster vaccination. But he said that the latest statistics showing that only 0.2 of the first 1.1 million recipients of the third jab were infected with coronavirus. So only 200,000 people who received the third jab got infected with coronavirus which means 9 million people didn't. They really could have found an easier way to convey those numbers. The last week has shown a significant reduction in morbidity among triple vaccinated Israelis over the age of 70, the first group to receive the booster.
See, it's working.
Well.
So they said a million so far have gotten the third shot?
1.1 million, yes.
Out of how big of a population? It's not that big.
I have no idea. The article doesn't say. But, I mean, it also stands to reason that, if this thing is as infectious as people say, then the ones who were going to die from it probably caught it sooner and probably already died from it. And the ones who are healthier and less likely to die from it are probably just now catching it or showing symptoms of it because they're healthier.
Like the 8.8 million.
Their total population?
Yeah. It's not a big country.
Well, 1.1 million people have gotten the third jab in Israel. So, for whatever that's worth. Like the other experts, Rahab supports schools reopening, but noted that thanks to upcoming Jewish holidays, which will close schools in about 80% of the country, Israel will once again be uniquely positioned to serve as a huge laboratory.
Yep. Exactly what I said. They're the lab rats.
It's scary. They don't seem to mind, though. They seem to be well aware of it.
It goes right back to the Australian thing. You have a certain people, believe it or not, people that, if you live in isolated type areas.
If you have never been to Australia and you don't know anything about the rest of the world or anything outside of your bubble, you may be under the conclusion that Crocodile Dundee is what every Australian is like. Yes.
But I also had Steve Irwin.
You did. That's
true. Just recently, and he was badass.
He was.
And it looks like his kid's going to be a badass, too. Wait for that to happen.
But, you know, I dread to think of the rest footsteps. Of the world watching Tiger King and thinking that Americans are like Joe Exotic.
Yeah, but not a badass.
Your average American cannot wrestle an alligator, and neither can the average Australian.
But the average American has a lot more in common with Joe Exotic than the average Australian has in common with Crocodile Dundee.
Wait. Say that again. You're saying that we have you have more in common with Joe Exotic.
The average American has more in common with Joe Exotic.
I don't know about that. He's a character, and I don't think there's a whole lot of characters out there. I'm not impressed. I don't go to the store. I don't just meet someone that is like, hey, you know what, dude? I'm impressed. In fact, I very rarely meet people I'm impressed with.
I don't think I would have been impressed if I had met Joe Exotic. I don't think impressed would have been how I left that particular interaction.
I've never seen it, but there's a headline here out of Australia about a new app that they've come out with, a smartphone app that will use facial recognition and geolocation to help the government gang monitor people during home quarantine. It's called Home Quarantine SA, as in South Australia, as part of a trial that will assist the government in monitoring compliance with the state's mandatory isolation requirements. The app will allow trial participants to confirm their location with regular check-ins through a live face check-in feature that uses facial recognition and location verification.
See, that's so much worse than what I thought initially. I was just going to say, okay, so leave your phone at home and you go out.
No, you'll be required to take it with you, and you'll be sent random location checks, which you'll be required to respond to within a 15-minute time frame to prove you're at the registered quarantine address by showing your face alongside the geolocation data. So that's the latest development in technology to help keep you safe.
Good God.
That's horrifying.
And by the way, I've always been into
speaking of test grounds.
That we're going to go, we're definitely going more towards a Brave New World outcome because, you know, pain hurts, and people aren't going to want to deviate that. They're going to want to go for the pill. They're going to want to go for the savior and the feel-good savior. But Australia, you look like you're going 1984. That's crazy right
it's
there.
It's 1985 there by
that's
now.
That's a big brother crap going on right there.
It is. Stand up, resist, don't obey. Peaceful resistance, non-cooperation. That's the only way out of this mess, is to just stop complying.
And move to New Hampshire if you care about freedom.
Absolutely. Back tomorrow, it's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.